This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Boy, I just get carried away. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, look at us. It's time to go on the air. And, by the way, it is Friday.
No, it's not.
No, it is. I would never lie to you about that. Sometimes I'll mistakenly think it's Friday. But today, I'm sure. It says right there, Friday, September 6th, 2024. I see the smile on your face.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Having trouble.
Well, at least you haven't smashed your face in anything yet today.
You know, there is a real... I'm having a much better morning so far.
So far, so good, Vin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great. That was weird. I dotted my own eye before the show even started.
You know what's crazy about it is I was looking at it yesterday. So, Vinny, we 30 seconds before we go on the air, Vinny smacks his face right... direct on the under outside of your eye. Oh my God.
Of this chair.
It's a pointy little bitch right there. And he just poof as you're reaching down to what, plug in your headphones or something?
I was plugging in my headphones and the chair spun around and got me in the eye.
Oh, just in it. And I could tell, you know, when you can tell someone's really hurt and they're all the hand over his eye. But then later in the day, I was looking at it as it changed throughout the day. First, it was really swollen and puffy. And then all of a sudden, it looked like a cut. That is so close to your actual eyeball. Like, it's so close.
It hit in that soft, there's really between soft skin under your, in your eye socket. Yeah. It hit right there on the, and it did bump up.
Yeah.
Because I didn't look at it right away, but when I went to the bathroom after, I don't know, whatever, after this break or whatever, I went, oh no, that's swollen.
Yeah.
But it was definitely pointy.
Yep.
I've been, you know, you get punched or whatever and when you're a kid and it just...
Someone take the frying pan to your face or something.
That,
sure.
That was, you know, really flat. Pointy. It was a different type of pain. It wasn't that just blunt thud. It was very...
Well, luckily, it's not a blade or anything. It is a pointy little corner, but it's...
Anyway.
I don't know if you'd have lost an eye. Let's
I didn't
that
lose
way.
An eye. That's true.
But it was definitely a bet. Today's a much better start. We've been laughing in here and giggling about stuff and making our crazy little plans that we have all the time.
So yesterday.
Yes, dear.
100 at my house.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got up to like 90.
Oh, okay.
Not awesome, but not 100. You hit triple digits.
We hit triple. So, and today should come down a little and then Saturday should come down as much as 10 degrees wherever you are.
I always think of you as, you know, being up in the mountains would be cooler, but it sounds like it isn't.
No, we're in this little valley and it's just sort of holds that heat.
Mm.
It just.
And it, what, like keeps the breeze from clearing it out?
It doesn't get. So right down the street where the apartment is,
will
be 20 degrees cooler.
Well, it's than, right there on the beach.
Than the little valley that we're in. So, and it's fine. I love it where we live. I love it. So we're good. But it was definitely, these are the dog day, you know, like,
yeah.
Okay, summer.
We've had it.
Bye-bye.
Hot enough.
It's been hot.
Yeah. John and I were sitting out on the porch yesterday. We have this maple tree that grows out of our porch, and it's just lovely shade.
Grows out of your porch?
Yeah. It's, you know, like an older tree, so we built our deck around it.
Oh.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And it's just big, huge, old maple. And it shades the porch. And generally speaking, it's very comfortable out there. You can get a little breeze or whatever. Mm. We're sitting out there, and I'm doing my Pokemon, you know. As I do.
I don't.
You should know. You've seen me do. I do it every day in here. You've seen
it. So you're chasing. You're trying to catch them.
I wasn't actually. I was just organizing. You know, you catch all of them, and then you have to. There's a lot of organization and hard, tough decisions. Like, am I keeping you or not? I'm going to throw you. I'm giving you back to the professor. Yeah. Okay. I always say back to zeros and ones with you. God, goodbye to you.
Oh, is that you're saying?
Yeah, because then I feel like, Sarah, you don't have to, it's an inanimate, it's zeros and ones. Just let it go.
Back to zeros and ones with you.
Back to zeros and ones with you. So I'm sitting there, and I realize that there's sweat just running down the side. I'm like, I'm going to go in the house. And John's like, you are? I'm like, yeah, I am. I look down, and like, under my boobs, there's like a wet spot, and I can feel it like tracking down my ribs. I'm like, I am just sitting here sweating. There was just not a lick of air moving. It was just hot, cooking me, and the shade couldn't help me.
I had an appointment yesterday, which I took, and then there was a point where I went, I got to get some stuff done. So I had this conference call or whatever you want to call it. And then, remember I got that ticket?
Yes.
For the driving and texting?
Yeah. We talked about this yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what reminded me.
You call it the Isla ticket? Do you blame her for that?
No, I do. Well, no, I actually don't, because I'm a grown up and I'm supposed to know better.
But in your heart.
But still, who texts someone to ask if you can chew gum? Like, get out of
here
with that.
Every person's child.
Ah! Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I had this like flash of, I haven't gotten the thing in the mail to pay that thing.
Oh.
What is that? And I went and found the ticket, and I'm like, there's no so I had to like really work to find out.
They handed you a ticket.
I got a yellow version of the ticket the guy wrote.
And that didn't have instructions for.
It said you'll get something in the mail and you'll need to pay this, or here's how you can fight this, whatever it said. And I went, but I hadn't gotten anything in the mail, and I started to get like, uh-oh.
How long has it been?
It's been a month.
Okay. You should have it by now.
So I drove to the courthouse.
Yeah, you did.
I had to. I need to know what the heck.
Did you need to know what the heck?
I did. I can't. I don't want no trouble. Do I want trouble?
I
answer the question. Do I want trouble?
You don't. But going, I feel like going to the courthouse is trouble enough on its own that I'd be like, I'll be thinking about that later. Forget it. I'll think about that later.
I went down there.
Yes.
In the weather that we had.
Just, so where is San Jose?
No, I had to go to Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't that far, but I went to the courthouse, hoofed it in there.
Yeah.
Got in the little
What's
line.
What's the desk that you go to
it's
for that?
Well, believe it or not, there's like this whole jury thing where I'm going, the arrows sort of lead you as if you're a juror, and I'm not. I'm a ticket guy. What? I got this. Anyway, I found the right spot. I get to the front counter. She goes, I go, look, I looked up. I was going to pay this online. I looked it up. No information is available. I'm tripping because I need to pay this and get this off me. I don't need warrants or anything like that.
Right.
I was a, you know, kind of a punk as a kid.
Oh.
And I had to get over that. And I have some like.
You don't want to start that up.
I have some PTSD from all my sort of entanglements, we'll call them. Like, I don't want that. So she goes, let me look. Oh, no info yet. And I go, what does that mean? She goes, well, we have a ticket place that makes sure the ticket was written entirely correctly.
Oh.
And if not, we push it back to the policeman who has to correct the work done.
Oh.
And I go, okay, but what is it? She goes, no, you've checked in. I see your checkbook. You're here to pay, but we don't know if this is a legit ticket or if it needs to. So you're good. We'll be in touch.
I don't. You know what it is? things about you. You're such a non-procrastinator that you like.
You wind up
wasting time doing things you didn't need to do.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect example of
you
me
didn't
being
need to
like,
do that, right?
I needed to handle this and got there and then drove home without having resolved anything.
Right.
Son of a
biscuit. Give it the 3-month rule from now on.
I don't.
Give it 3 months. Give it till Christmas. Give it the Christmas rule. Even if it happens January 2nd, just wait till next Christmas. Then start worrying about it. I mean, I know why you don't want to let that be out there in the wind. That you don't need that coming back at you.
Yeah, I don't want no trouble.
But a month in, you're what's the opposite of a procrastinator?
I don't know.
Because you're like a too sooner writer.
I'm definitely a pain in the ass.
Yes, always too soon.
Someone wrote me, 408 texted in. I sent the It's a Girl audio to Christina. I'm so pleased your family enjoyed it. I feel like I gave you a drop of the joy you've given me over the years.
Oh.
Lisa Lane, San Jose podcast.
Hey, Lisa Lane, San Jose podcast.
Thank you, Lisa Lane.
By the way, I know Lisa Lane.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Lisa Lane is the best player of my game that I'm beta testing. Everybody I know is trying to beat Lisa Lane.
Lisa Lane?
Lisa Lane. She's like a software person.
Oh. Yeah,
she's helped us a lot, actually. She's been a great beta tester.
Oh.
And she is like that chick. Lisa, I want to say this, though. It is a little weird that you have that audio. What other audio do you have? And can we have it? Because sometimes we're looking around for some audio and we don't have it.
Well, that was actually really cool of you, Lisa, because...
Really
Lisa
cool.
Lane, sorry. I don't know if you go by Lisa or Lisa Lane.
Well, Lisa Lane is all I know.
I want to take liberties. Lisa Lane. Lisa Lane, thank you very much, because my wife had it in her phone and then she was able to hit play and play it for Isla. And Isla had this smile on her face. And it's one of those things where...
It's a girl.
I'm like...
What is?
The people who listen to our show known you since before you were born.
Yep.
You were already on our show.
You were a peanut.
From Go.
She was her.
Yep. So anyway, thank you, Lisa Lane. That's very nice of you. And I didn't listen to the whole thing, but just hearing it, I was like, oh...
Can't believe, Lisa, I can't believe you have that. It's so crazy.
Huh?
I mean, that was 11 years ago? What is she going to be, 11 this year? So pushing 12 years
ago?
She'll
be 11 in a couple months.
My God.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
It's cool.
I'm like blown away by that. Thanks, Lisa. That's really amazingly organized of you to have that.
Is Lisa Lane, is that like the last name? Lisa, it's one word. She's written it here.
I wonder if she wrote it like that because she knew I would recognize that. Because that's her username on my game.
Oh.
Yeah. She crushes it. Hold on. I'm going to look at what her score is right now. She's like, although actually, I don't think she played this week.
Oh.
Hang on.
Lisa Lane.
Lisa Lane, how dare you?
Don't drop your status as the best player in the history of.
She hasn't played yet. So you get 7 days to play all the games. Oh, there she is. She only played one of the days, but she crushed it that day. Jesus. Practically a perfect score.
The one time I played, I got it.
Yeah. You gotta play every day though, if you want to be on the leaderboard.
Well, I'll work on it.
I'm surprised you're a pretty competitive guy. I'm surprised you're not looking to get on that leaderboard.
Well, like I said, yesterday I left here. I had this important meeting I had to take, a call, but it was still a meeting that I had to be, you know.
Sure.
I had to participate in. I didn't just get to hit mute and let it roll and be in the background making a quesadilla. I had to actually participate. So I was in the meeting and then it hit me. Oh my God, I got a ticket. I went to the courthouse and then there was my kid when I got back.
Right.
And we read two books. She's getting good.
What did you just talk about that for? You were about to say something else. You said I was leaving here and I had a meeting and.
Oh, what I was so busy for?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But we do because
we get going.
Yeah. It's
something,
gone.
Right? Hey, I want to say
Why I didn't play your game.
Oh.
As I've just, and then right after we read some books, the football game started.
I hear
and
you. And then it's life intervenes.
There it was.
For the people out there who do like the daily Wordle and the spelling bee and all the daily games that are now all the rage, slappygames.com. And this is just for you, early people. You can jump on there and you can help beta test. It's still definitely beta, slappygames.com. All right, thank you. That's my plug for my game. You know what I was thinking is, I'm gonna tell you, when we make it an app, me and Riley,
yeah.
So exciting. So fun doing it with him too. When we make it an app, I think I'm going to buy advertising on this station.
That's smart.
Yeah. Because I have seen it work and I know that's the way to get the word out.
I agree 1,000%. It is 1, smart.
1,000.
It works.
Yeah. KLLC, KLLC, HD, 1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinnie, Allison's Morning Show. Here's a song and we'll be right back.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinnie.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.